Chapter 4. But after Ehud died, the Israelites again did what was bad in Jehovah's eyes. So Jehovah sold them into the hand of Jabin, the king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The chief of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth of the nations. The Israelites cried out to Jehovah, because Jabin had 900 war chariots with iron scythes, and he harshly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time. She used to sit under Deborah's palm tree between Ramah and Bethel, in the mountainous region of Ephraim. The Israelites would go up to her for judgment. She sent for Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kedesh Naphtali, and said to him,
"Has not Jehovah, the God of Israel, given the command? Go and march to Mount Tabor, and take 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun with you. I will bring to you Sisera, the chief of Jabin's army, along with his war chariots and his troops to the stream of Kishon, and I will give him into your hand."
At this, Barak said to her,
"If you go with me, I will go. But if you do not go with me, I will not go."
To this she said,
"I will certainly go with you. However, the campaign you are going on will not bring you glory, for it will be into the hand of a woman that Jehovah will give Sisera."
Then Deborah got up and went with Barak to Kedesh. Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh, and 10,000 men followed his steps. Deborah also went up with him. Incidentally, Heber the Kenite had separated from the Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' father-in-law, and his tent was pitched near the big tree in Zaananim, which is at Kedesh. They reported to Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor. At once Sisera assembled all his war chariots, 900 chariots with iron scythes, and all the troops that were with him from Harosheth of the nations, to go to the stream of Kishon. Deborah now said to Barak,
"Rise up, for this is the day that Jehovah will give Sisera into your hand. Is Jehovah not going out before you?"
And Barak descended from Mount Tabor, with 10,000 men following him. Then Jehovah threw Sisera and all his war chariots and all the army into confusion before the sword of Barak. Finally, Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot. Barak chased after the war chariots and the army as far as Harosheth of the nations. So Sisera's whole army fell by the sword. Not even one remained. But Sisera fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. Then Jael came out to meet Sisera, and said to him,
"Come in, my lord. Come in here. Do not be afraid."
So he went into her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. Then he said to her,
"Give me, please, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty."
So she opened a skin bottle of milk and gave him a drink, after which she again covered him. He told her,
"Stand at the entrance of the tent. And if anybody comes and asks you, 'Is there a man here?' say no."
But Jael, the wife of Heber, took a tent pin and a hammer in her hand. Then, while he was fast asleep and exhausted, she stealthily approached him and drove the pin through his temples and beat it into the ground, and he died. Barak went there in pursuit of Sisera, and Jael now came out to meet him and said,
"Come, and I will show you the man you are looking for."
He went in with her and saw Sisera lying dead with the tent pin through his temples. So on that day, God subdued Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the Israelites. The hand of the Israelites came down harder and harder against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they destroyed Jabin, the king of Canaan.